inner hall of life.
Guys, are you?
Yay!
But more specifically, together we are Slam Pound Productions.
We are Slam Pound Productions, and we are at our first party as the Inner Hoe Uprising, our whole Valentine's Day party.
Yeah.
And we're having a great time.
Who's having a great time? Say yes.
No.
Say yes.
It's like three people here. It's me, Shanika, and John. Lucas couldn't even make it, you know? We have a great crowd of people, and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit high still.
Yes.
You're a little what?
High still.
Ah.
Yeah. The alcohol's not there anymore.
I don't know what's happening.
How are you feeling?
I don't know.
Do you feel good? Whoa. Was that porn? People are watching porn at our party, guys. That's how boring we are.
Should be.
No. Oh, it's a Snapchat video. Okay, all right. So if you don't know, this is a podcast about
sex, love, and dating
from the perspective of
two
black
women.
And that's all we are. That's all of our identities.
Yeah,
we're polyamorous on occasion.
Yeah, and
hoe even more so
on the queerish side.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know
what you're going to get when you wake up. Okay.
When you wake up.
I don't know, whatever. That's it. That's about it.
Yeah. So
yeah, cool.
Today's episode is just fuck you.
Yeah. We're going to take all of our guests' questions, comments, concerns, and all that good shit.
This is what you want to be emailing us.
Yeah, if you want to send that to us in the future, you can email ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yes. Okay, cool. So,
questions.
Who's got a question? Go for it.
If you want your significant other to enact a rape scene with you, but they're unwilling to, how do you broach that?
Okay. Mm. All right, so that wasn't me who said that. But I need to have follow-up advice, like, how did they say no?
And how did you ask?
That's dark. I didn't mean it like that.
Consent, guys. Consent.
It's all about consent.
Wait, how was it?
Like, did you bring it up jokingly, or did you actually?
Well, it started with a dream that I had about this rape scene. So I kind of told him about it.
Okay.
And was just like, oh, we should try that. And he was like, oh, we could not. And I didn't push it any further.
Okay.
I guess maybe just bring it up in another conversation.
Yeah. And then if he's like, no, the second time,
don't rape him, Claire.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just like, explain where you're coming from. I mean, if he's willing to sit down with you and actually talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, explain where this is coming from. Like, see maybe if you can find a way for him to find a way into it in some way. It's a difficult thing. It's not easy. But,
Do you guys have any resources for this video? Can I find this on Pornhub?
No, has anyone else?
I'm sure you can find rape scenes on Pornhub.
Yeah, that exists.
Yeah. I don't know if I would trust them.
Yeah, you never know.
Kink.com.
Speak on it.
Kink.com, they do a lot of like, I guess, fetish porn, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They do like bondage, BDSM, machine porn.
Machine porn.
Speak on that.
Machine porn. So like a fuck machine.
Okay, like a Sibian.
Like, I guess.
Like a what?
Sibian.
Just like a dick on the floor that you ride.
From what I know. It's mechanicalized.
Yes.
And
yes,
very lewds up.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's not just the dick on the floor that you're
right.
Oh, that's what I was. I hope that would be it.
Dick has a spirit.
AI. No. It's taking over the world. Like, machine dicks all over.
But you can like, there's like a remote, and you can like use it. You can like depend like where you want to go. You know,
somewhat of a sentient.
There are ways to do it. You know, machine porn in the way.
Yes.
So like fuck machines or like slot, what they call slot machines.
Okay.
Which are like fleshlights on like mechanical.
That's
up
great.
And down.
That's great.
Yeah, and that happens, and they have remotes that like deal with it, and they, you know, they film porn with it. So I mean, depending on how you, depending on what you want out of the experience, like, I mean, you know.
It depends on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I love it that no one brought up machine porn.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
It just organically came into being.
No, as it should, as it should.
Didn't you try a rape scene out?
Am I wrong?
Gonna blow up my spot in front of everyone?
Yeah, Akeem. Do you remember that?
If it had been fine, it would work out
so you just cleared it from your memory entirely. Okay. Oh, is the world ending out there? Oh my
so
God.
What what remains in your memory?
It was just like bad. It's like very poorly acted. It was just like, let's try a rape scene. He was like, okay. Yeah, because he never cared. And it was just like, no, stop. But like, why was I doing that? You know? It was just bad. Flexing my acting skills, but not very well. Aww. And then eventually we just started to fuck.
And then like, it was fine. And then
yeah,
it was like, whatever.
Exactly.
Got messy.
Yeah.
Just got
this territory is good. Yeah, exactly. And that was it. All right. You have any interest in that?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine.
Maybe. Maybe not.
That's what maybe means. Mm. Right? The flip side to maybe is maybe
I like,
not.
Like very light bondage situation.
Okay.
Little hands tied.
Okay.
Little I don't know
not
what else.
Full on rape. Not full on not rape is full what you're trying to say.
Rape as they say.
Rape as they define it.
I don't know.
The act of non-consent. All right. Should we go on?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Story, comment, concern?
I'll say this. As someone who has had many bad first dates.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And I've tried to get someone to understand who I am. Yes. But, like, I don't know, 2 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours isn't enough, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. How do you go about getting someone to understand who you are?
You just gotta talk to them all the fucking time. Which is hard when you have no time.
I guess the difficulty is when that person is not good at talking about who they are.
You just talk about who you are for a really long time. Because if they're still talking to you, obviously they want to listen to you. Okay. So, you know, just let that relationship build up and let them open up to you on their own time.
Yeah, because I feel like with...
I feel like I'm more of a listener.
I feel like we have no problem doing that with friendships. Uh-huh. But there's something about romantic relationships
you expect
that gets,
more
like, the timeline has to be super crunched.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, some of, like, the best friendships...
you want to fuck fast.
Yeah. But, like, that doesn't have to be how it starts.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't have to
It can start like that right away and then get talky.
Yeah.
But, like, I think about, like 3-year friendships. How old are these friendships here? More than a decade old friendship.
Right.
Like, takes time to really get to know a person and comfortable with them.
True.
It's just like, are you willing to wait that long?
Yeah.
And is it worth it?
Have you ever expressed interest to said person that you would like them to open up more? What happened?
Yeah. Just life happens, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's difficult when mm-hmm. you have, like, your own, I guess, stresses and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to sync up with someone else's stresses and responsibilities. I mean, that's essentially what dating is, right?
Yeah, like, it's
you're really
mad
trying
hard.
To sync up with someone to see if you can build on it. It's just difficult when you don't know if that person is willing to sync up with you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question on that question. Like, do you put in the effort and really force it, or do you just kind of like roll with the punches and let it happen?
Man, question of my life.
Anybody?
Hmm? Like, so if it's taking someone a long time to open up to you, do you, like, keep persisting? Do you keep the texting and the Facebook messaging?
Like, do you put work into the dating relationship, or do you just let it peter out?
Yeah.
Like, when do you, like,
when do you let it peter out?
Like, I don't know.
I feel like you stop when they say stop, or you're
But some people never
say
stop, you know? Some people just string you the fuck along for forever.
You might have to ask. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sometimes if you feel like you're putting in more and the person's not, sometimes they don't realize that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They could be busy with whatever. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're just an asshole and they don't mm-hmm. know that they're an asshole.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to ask them.
Like, sometimes maybe they think they're putting in as much effort as you and they're just not. Yeah.
Except they're clearly not. Like, if you do, like,
you would think that someone would
know about
themselves.
If you do, like, the I text you to you text me ratio and it's, like, 16-1, then, like, it doesn't...
Hey. What's up, Shanita?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Go for it.
I think, like, But then is it normal for that person to open up as much as they do? Like, because I'm comfortable in opening up with someone. Mm-hmm. Are they comfortable?
They might not be.
Right, exactly.
And you just got to, like, ask that question. Instead of being like, yeah. Well, why are you so quiet? Or why won't you open up to me, say, are you comfortable with opening up to me?
Right. Like, I don't even want to ask why you're not. I just want to ask, like, are you comfortable? Because if not, then, like, I could, like, slow down. Like, right.
Will it happen one day? Because if it doesn't happen one day, then what's going to happen?
Well, he can't just string himself along, you know?
Yeah, so, no, right? You got
to. I think it's okay to ask, are you comfortable doing that?
And if they're not comfortable answering that question, then I don't know where it goes from there.
You just stay on the phone for all of eternity. Are you comfortable?
Hard ass question, my friend.
Yeah. Did that suffice?
Pero... No, yeah.
No. Let's talk about our shots. Let's have a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about all the things we had.
Let's ask a bartender what's on the menu tonight.
Yeah, what's on the menu tonight for the bar?
Okay, so for this party, we had 6 specialty shots.
They were... Why does your voice sound all sexy, bro? What are you doing?
Okay, so for this party,
my podcast voice is like.
Trying to sell all 6 shots.
Do it for the podcast.
Of course, all day, every day.
Yes.
So we had the leg spreader, the cum shot, the wet pussy, cum in your panties, clit licking cowgirl, and the infamous blowjob.
And your personal favorite, your recommendation?
If you want to get fucked up, do the leg spreader.
Ah, I didn't have one of those yet. The night is still young.
Everyone's favorite, of course, was the blowjob.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, explain how we had to do that one.
Oh, the blowjob is basically a shot taken with no hand. So the bartender mixes the blowjob. You have to take it using your mouth only, as in true blowjob fashion.
Yes.
And that is the problem.
I mean, hands or no hands? Let's open that up. Let's unpack that, as the grad students say.
If you're a beginner,
at what exactly? At blowjobs or drinking the drink?
No, at giving blowjobs. Okay. Actually,
I was
intimacy.
A beginner at one time.
You know,
long ago.
You use those hands. Use what you can. And as you build up expertise, you will find out that you soon can do it with no hands.
Okay.
And be proud.
But, like, should you, though? I have to give head with condoms on. I hit my mic. I'm so sorry.
You should. You're doing it the way that it should be done.
I feel like no one respects, because I feel like no one respects me. But I don't care.
Fuck that. You're not getting guys.
Yeah, don't base my respect in, like, how I can give you a blowjob. Yeah. Yeah, that's rude. That's fucked up.
If you're going to blow a lot of people.
I'm not doing that. That's okay, but I'm just not doing that.
You want to be, like, you want to be as safe as possible.
Exactly.
So you want to use protection.
In theory, people should appreciate.
Oral sex is unprotected sex if you don't use some sort of barrier.
Yeah, but, like, barrier sex, you know, sucks. As people say, like, that's the sad ass reality of it all.
Sex, like, penis into the vagina.
I have done that.
Non-condom.
I have done that.
Is it anything that's better?
I don't know. Like, feelings wise?
Yeah, feelings wise.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, it's the fact that the condom irritates the innards of my vagina.
Mm.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, with the right Trojan ecstasy,
it's all fine.
You know?
So, you know what? I asked you this, like, many times, but just explain the process. Blowjob with the condom on. What do you do?
All right, step one, you put the condom on.
Do you lubricate the head first?
No. I feel like I'm doing it the wrong way, but, you know, whatever. Fuck. Not getting the head for that long yet.
Whatever.
Just speed up. So the condom's just on or whatever. I spit a lot. Hopefully I'm not high beforehand. Because then I don't have any spit. Just drink a little Poland Spring. I spit a lot so it just reaches, like, the shaft and the balls. And then the spit goes, like, into the condom. So, you know, there's some moisture going on. Not coming directly from my mouth. But in theory, it was birthed in my mouth. Because it's my spit. Then there's, like, a lot of playing with the balls action. Because, you know,
you gotta play with balls.
Folks with balls love when you play with their balls. And, like, jerking. And then, like, when I do give head, I do this thing where I make... grandma teeth, like brr, 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 brr. And that's the best thing I've ever learned, Cosmopolitan. Circa 2011.
Wouldn't it not being like racist, Cosmopolitan is like, okay.
That's the only good thing they've ever done for me.
Sex and
grandma teeth. Brr, 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 brr. Yeah. Exactly. So that's how I do it.
Okay.
And no one's like, oh, please stop, you know, so. Please, doing girl. Okay.
Gotten this far.
So yeah, exactly.
Are you gonna second the endorsement?
Okay.
Exactly. So safe sex?
Safe sex. Safe yeah. sex.
Yeah.
Safe sex.
Any thoughts on dental dams? Has anyone ever used a dental dam?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No one has used.
Why do you say that? Why'd you say no so definitively?
Oh, no. Because I've never used it. That's all.
Any desire?
No desire to have it used on me, no.
4K.
Because I feel like it would be the same thing as using a condom is compared to not using a condom. Uh-huh. So it'd probably just be less sensation, uh-huh. less enjoyable. I lost my balloon.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Just like the sensation.
That is sad. I feel like I wouldn't mind.
Does anyone suck penises with condoms on? Is it just?
For dental dams. That lesbians are not familiar with birth control, or like have less need of it, obviously. And dental dams are like very specifically for STDs, and it's just weird.
Okay.
It's just weird. Like weird. Like, if I was hooking up with a girl and they came in with some Saran wrap, I would be like, "What do you think about my vagina? Like, what are your assumptions here going in?"
Yeah, there's some stigma attached. To
yeah, there's that. that's interesting. There's stigma attached to not getting
Grim.
An yeah, STD.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you actually have something, you're just trying to protect them, so...
True. Right?
Huh. It's like you can't even reveal the fact that you have something.
I guess that's a hard conversation.
It's like, why would you tell me that? But
just
it totally makes sense.
Like, status on something.
Huh?
Or, like, don't have sex. If you know you have something, you should not be having sex with anyone.
Forever?
No, like, you should go and get treated, and then once you're treated, then go and have sex.
What if it's untreatable?
Yeah, what if you catch one of the H's? Herpes, hepatitis, or HIV, which don't really have cures or treatments. You know, they aren't death sentences anymore.
Right.
You don't want to generously.
No, herpes, hepatitis, HIV don't have treatment.
There are ways that you can like safely have sex with herpes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm the same way you can safely have sex with someone who has HIV.
Yes.
Like that's prep
and condoms. Prep and condoms.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately, like. The stigma's still there. Like, if you, I mean, unfortunately, when people look, I mean, as someone who is queer identified,
mm-hmm.
When there are, I guess, people who look for hookups, they tend to say, like, clean or dirty. Right, and like that alone is already setting up so much for disaster.
Yeah,
because you're looking at
someone
who has
a disease as dirty as
absolutely. Like that's, I mean, you want to keep yourself safe, right? But there's ways to do that without offending someone.
Yeah,
and there's ways to do that without, I mean, excluding someone. Mm-hmm. You may not know who you and also the people you think you want to have sex with may be the people who are carrying such you know. Mm-hmm. Things that
you
don't.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you'd rather have someone be open about what they have than be
absolutely.
Scared to tell you about
mm-hmm.
it.
Absolutely.
That's like the most dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Word.
I agree with that. No, for sure. I'm not saying that like people should be scared about like being open about it. Just the opposite. Like I just think you should be having the conversation. And if it's dangerous for you to be having sex, then don't have sex. And if it's safer for you to be having sex, then like, you know. Everybody, like, even if you have something, there's always, like, ups and downs.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where it will be more safe and less safe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, have sex when it's most convenient. It's, like, the safest time. Like, if you're not
exactly.
having a flare-up of something.
Like, 80% of people have some form of herpes.
Yes.
There's
various strains
like,
of the virus.
There's very, very, very few people who actually have, like, the herpes that are constantly flared up and that make it so they can't ever safely have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's, like.
Oh. We've all got herpes, guys.
Yeah!
That's what we want.
Being real with your shit.
Own your shit.
I guess a question I have off of that is, so, like, how do you begin conversations about, like, STDs?
like, or yeah, like your status on things with like intimate partners, I guess not intimate, like
people you're having sex with, long term partners,
and then also like just quick hookup partners. Like, okay. What do you
just ask a question?
Yeah. Right? But how do like how do you guys ask it?
Basically, if we're talking about sex, forming a date to hook up, I have three, I think they're three questions. Mm-hmm. Are they three questions? Yeah, I ask, you know, STD status. This is through text message. Simply, one, STD status. Two, you're coming to pick me up. Three, do you have wine? And I
need only things that matter.
The first answer to be clean, and the next two answers to be yes, and we're good to go. And also ask if they have condoms, because people lie. You can't ever. Those are for hookups. If we're building an intimate relationship, I like to see form paper forms with your STD results, and I will share mine. Mm-hmm. And you can go to any free clinic, any doctor, whoever, but they will always give you a written result. Mm-hmm. So no one should ever tell you that their doctor didn't give them papers. Mm-hmm. You can get them. They can email them to you. Mm-hmm. There are so many ways to get them now. Mm-hmm. They're lying if they say otherwise. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then we go from there. We both go get checked. Doesn't matter if you said you did it last week, you're going to go with me today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get these results. And then we start, you know, we get together.
Doing the do.
And we build this relationship.
Aww. That's
the way to do it.
How long do you wait before having unprotected sex with someone?
For me, never. But,
well, you feel like unprotected.
No condom.
It's like vaginal, or like what kind of intercourse are you talking about?
I don't do the blowjobs with a condom thing.
Okay, so just like vaginal.
So just vaginal.
Okay. P and V sex.
Or
P and B. Yeah. I don't know. I've never like waited. I mean, okay, so when me and Akeem first started having sex, I never had sex before, and he had been tested, so everybody was like clean of everything. So I never wanted to go on birth control because I didn't want like the hormones to fuck with me or whatever. So like, we would go in like raw before he comes, and then like after a while of like fun times. In Ridgemont High. Fast times. Then, like, a condom would go on or whatever. So it was pretty much, like, immediate. And then after that, I don't know if he's comfortable with, like, going raw with other, like, metamors, as they call them. Like, people who he is romantically involved with, who I'm not romantically involved with. But I don't think I really ever want to do that. But,
yeah.
Because there's just, like, that network. I don't know if I could trust that social network.
The STD
He's
network.
He's not in his head mad hard, but he recently asked me. He recently asked me. Okay, I won't bring it up.
Not at this
time. But
that's
not what you said last time. Did you change your mind?
I guess, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
We do.
You asked me if the girl who you see the most, you could go raw with her, and I was like, I'm not interested in that. Yeah.
Like P&B.
That's what I thought you meant.
No.
So what did you mean? So what did you mean P and A? I mean mouth? Sorry. I didn't know how mouths began.
P and A.
Oh, that's what you meant. Oh, okay. It was just a mix up.
Yeah.
Sorry guys.
Sorry, miscommunication.
It happened.
Resolved.
Alright, your turn.
I don't have like an interest in the hitting it raw situation.
You don't hit it raw with John at all? I don't know where he is.
No, we just use condoms. We've always used condoms, except
so you've never experienced his raw penis in your vagina?
No.
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just fine. I've got coconut oil.
Yeah.
Keeping it slick, you know.
Keeping it mad slick. No, coconut oil is great.
And like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like chafing would happen, or like get like BV from like somebody's like pre-cum situation.
That can happen.
I don't want that.
No,
I
want to
deal
fun.
With that.
What's BV?
Bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah.
It's in the water.
Must be. It really must be. Do you want to explain bacterial vaginosis?
Well,
to
the fishy odor.
Yeah, but it's not always
and
like
a,
that
and
though.
And it can be have no odor.
Excessive.
Sometimes like it's just light. No symptoms, though.
Yeah.
And you can just still have,
you can just have irritation.
Good old BV. Yeah.
You can have a nice, milky,
I feel like
watery
you should
discharge.
Explain it.
Like the hand motion.
Ah. We've got a physician's assistant here.
Ah, fuck.
Ready to explain BV.
Oh, gosh.
If you want to.
It's when the bacteria grows.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Get mic'd.
You gotta get mad close.
Yeah, just hang on.
Okay, okay. So do I Google it? I'll come back to you.
Aw.
I don't want to be wrong.
We've been wrong so much times on this podcast.
Yeah.
I just edit it out. I just Google it. If it's not right, I just cut it.
There's the good bacteria and the bad bacteria.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's just a warm, the bacteria is, no, the vagina is a warm, moist bacterial cave.
As
and
you
when,
might know.
And yeah. then when and then when one kind of bacteria takes over, it just fucks everything up and it can get itching and...
Basically
discharge. Yeah.
That's exactly what you need to do with your vagina.
You just got to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
So, if you have a lot of yeast, you have a yeast infection. BV, I don't know what exactly, I don't know what bacteria it is, but it could be, I think, different bacteria.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it's just an imbalance and it's uncomfortable sometimes. You could have no symptoms. Or if you go untreated for a long time, you can get pelvic inflammatory disease.
Which means your uterus falls out, basically.
Yeah, and it explodes.
Yes.
We need an episode on, like a badge fact episode.
Badge facts? Yeah, we can do that episode at some point.
Badge facts.
Badge facts.
Badge
facts.
Yeah.
Badge facts.
Do you want more questions?
Oh. Stories?
Yeah.
So before you were talking about one specific type of condom feeling the best.
Yes.
I don't know if, well, you guys can give this from the vagina perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From the penis perspective and the vagina perspective, which has been your favorite?
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I don't have a condom preference.
I use them all.
People say that.
It could be a literal glove.
I think as long as there's sufficient lubrication and like there's not like a little flap of like condom sticking out, so like when it goes in it's like yeah.
Yeah.
As long as that's not happening.
What's your go-to
brand? I think it's like Trojan, the thin ones.
Okay, I think that's ecstasy. Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I think it's ecstasy is thinner than ultra thin.
It's like
but
that
it's like
sky
they just keep making it
blue.
Thinner and thinner and thinner.
And then what
and thinner.
Will it
just going to have not a condom.
Just, I want to invent.
Like a spray on.
I was thinking about a spray on condom. No.
Really?
We are.
Oh my God. I can't believe. It's literally lit.
Why didn't I hop on it before some scientists?
You didn't have the skills, man.
I didn't have the skills or the knowledge or the resources.
Exactly.
How are you?
The socioeconomic factors that just hinder your life. Could have developed a condom if I wanted to.
Shit.
I guess the best one I ever used was Trojan Ecstasy. It was just very thin and stuff like that. Usually I just use Magnums. So I fuck niggas with big dicks. Sorry.
Hey.
But yeah, that's what I use, and it's like thin enough. A particularly bad experience? I don't like those... like her hot, him cold type shit.
Fire and ice burn my vagina.
Yeah, it burns my vagina. Does anyone like it?
No.
Everyone was like,
okay,
wait.
All right.
Speak on it.
What is she being, Claire?
Yes. I like them. I've had a problem. Used them a couple of times, and I'm not an avid condom user, though I'm trying to reform my ways.
Use a condom 2 times.
Well, I was in a very long term relationship, almost a decade, and we fell off one day and never fell back on.
Oh boy.
So now that I'm single and hoeing, I've started using condoms again.
Mm-hmm.
I've used them a couple of times. I do know the burning sensation you're talking about. It doesn't bother me much. So.
Does it turn you on?
To the experience.
Or is it just like, eh?
I think it's just like, eh.
Okay.
It's okay. It's there. You make a mental note of it. Because at first it's like, my vagina is very warm. Like, it's not okay. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's what it is. And you keep going.
I guess that's okay. I feel like it's just not natural. Like, it's not what your vagina ever does while you're having sex. So.
Yeah, I don't want to try that out.
I find it akin to, like, if a guy's ever ate you out with, like, ice.
Okay.
Or if you've ever given a blowjob. Okay.
With fire.
No.
On the stove. A blowtorch.
I've given blowjobs with ice and hot sauce. And
wow.
With the same idea.
Wait, I love hot sauce. Sriracha.
It's basically the same idea behind the fire and ice, the mixed sensation of the heat and the cold and, you know, swapping.
That's fine.
I say, you know, research as much as you can because some hot sauce in genital area may cause burns. And we're not trying to go to the emergency room to explain to our doctor why we're here with burns on our penis because we want to use hot sauce. So be careful and communicate.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a fun hot sauce story.
Oh my god. Ooh, we love fun hot sauce stories here.
Damn. My old roommate had a submissive who really, really liked hot sauce. And so she took a ball gag that had a hollow inside. Mm-hmm. And she soaked a rag with hot sauce and put it inside the ball gag.
Wow.
And she made him wear it for like 5 hours.
Oh my god.
It was intense.
Wow.
But it was hilarious. He was like, I don't like this anymore.
I can never have hot sauce ever again.
Did you mistress?
Bland food.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do pain like that.
Yeah, right. Too lazy to take the pain.
Yeah, like,
I'd rather just go to sleep. Yeah, right. I have a question about condoms.
Of course.
It seems that... God, it just seems stupid like I'm bragging. But there are a lot of guys who just are too large for the condom at hand. And it's just like, well, like there's sites with like fitted condoms, right? Uh-huh. And then like after Magnum, there's like Magnum XL. But yeah, right?
How
I don't want to buy that for you.
He's got to
provide it
because
it's your
himself.
Dick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring condoms, but I don't want to go out of my way to buy Magnum XL because not everybody's going to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your expensive ass long dick condom.
Too much.
Get it together.
They are, though.
Too much.
So expensive.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you know that Enrique Iglesias is like the face of this brand of condoms for guys with small dicks?
Aww.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I'm so brave of him.
That is really brave of him. Yeah, so what do I say?
Because
sometimes
prepared.
I'm like, you should get a bigger dick condom. It's just like,
that
didn't really answer me though,
I
man.
Think that's
you know,
very,
really
it's
answer
very
me.
Fuckboy. It's like even as you're about to have sex, still not putting the effort in.
And then it's like they just get very soft afterwards because the condom is constricting everything.
Oh no!
So it's no one's having a good time.
So he should have his own condom.
Big dick condom
for his long dick.
I think you keep saying long, but it's more of a width thing.
Oh, for his wide
dick. You feel me? Yeah.
For his wide dick.
For his wide ass dick. Pull over that dick too
right.
wide.
Ooh. Especially if, like, how are you gonna know? Like, if you've never assessed the situation.
Exactly.
You can't come prepared with the proper
exactly.
tools.
It's your dick, you know?
Yeah. Only you.
It's your dick.
Only you know your dick.
Exactly. Okay. I think that's...
Right?
Did we answer your question?
What was the question?
Oh, she said on the guy side, what's a good condom? I don't know, guys? People with penises?
Good condoms?
I like lifestyles.
Speak on it.
Well, here we go.
I like lifestyles.
Sounds I don't like know what that reaction
we have an opposing
means.
Opinion over here.
Sorry, they just strangled. Okay. I mean, I feel like condoms are one of those things like, do you prefer Gap jeans or do you prefer Levi's? Like, it's one of those things like, does the brand fit your penis? Like,
okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. For me, like, I can't go with lifestyles. They just strangle the shit out of me. Penis. but I mean,
he's got a big dick.
That's the implication.
But I don't want to say that because I'm sure there are penises out there that are huge. You know, that are bigger than mine.
Yeah.
And
it's all relative.
They've hurt. But you know, you gotta get through it. I don't know. I feel like penises like. Penis to condoms are like legs to jeans.
Okay.
Like, you really have to find what fits you.
That's
legit. I appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So then we just gave shitty condoms to people. In our gift bags.
We have gift bags of lifestyles.
Whoops.
Yes.
Okay. So there's this perception that a lot of people have that the female condom is sort of like fucking a plastic bag.
Oh no.
Sorry, hun. You're not using good lube, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, I love the female condom. I actually like it better than regular condoms because it's not constricting at all. And so, like, it doesn't feel like... Like, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You just gotta get in.
I mean, unless you have, like, a 10-inch girth penis. But, like, you know, if you have that, you have other problems.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I have a question. Yeah.
Has any woman in here used the female condom, and how did it feel?
No.
Well, that was a definitive no. We'll get to that in a second.
No, we have a testimony.
We have two testimonies.
To me, it felt the same. Like,
okay.
I don't think it felt really that different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was less comfortable for him, to be honest, just because it's all like sticks out. Yeah. Like the whole point is that it sticks out and then you just insert the penis into like the outside. So I don't know. I thought it felt a little strange, but it was okay.
If you don't mind my asking, was it more difficult to get into different positions? Like, did you have to keep readjusting it and stuff so it doesn't fall out?
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely more difficult for the different positions. Like, maybe I just didn't put it in right because I didn't read the instructions or something.
The IKEA
But I was
condoms.
Like, it's kind of coming out a little bit. Okay, like doggy style, not so good, whatever, but I thought it was okay, but we switched ultimately.
What made you guys want to try it in the first place?
Just because it was an option. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I respect that, like, adventurous spirit.
Yeah. Oh, Claire had a testimony as well.
Oh, no, I've never used one.
Why did you raise your hand?
Did I?
She had a question, concern,
or oh, you had a question. Okay.
No, this was in reference to a female condom. I saw one when I was curious and learned there was one.
Mm-hmm.
Got one in high school, and I opened it, and it was this big thing. And I was just like, how the am I supposed to get this in here?
Uh-huh.
And then I
did
kind
you try
of
to put it in there?
Tried to blow it up into a balloon that failed.
Yes.
And I threw it away.
As we all do. And then I threw it away.
That's probably most people's
That is
stories.
My experience with the female. Yeah, I got one at Bed-Stuy Pride one time. It's probably like rotting in my room. That's my experience.
Just slowly decaying.
Huh?
Decaying.
Anybody else have a testimony?
Yes,
I think the condom size... bare skin condom is a good condom, it fits all. And children, I forgot the name of it exactly, but it's bare skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And children, to me, is the red rat. It's too small now. And
now.
What is the red rat?
The regular children.
Oh, they come in red packaging?
I think so. I think guys would know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
So when it's too small, is it more at risk of breaking?
Oh, interesting. So
yeah,
it's
is.
Safety
it is.
Issue.
It is.
It's mad important.
It is, and then it's, it hurts. It hurts after a while. It's like you tie a rubber band around your penis in the back.
But if you're not, then you don't want that.
You don't want that. Like, I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, and afterwards, you would feel soreness and swelling, maybe. And yeah, so I'll probably definitely go with bare skin or Magnum, regular size.
Okay.
Magnum regular size. Magnum in itself is
the ultimate humble brag right there.
The regular Magnum.
Also,
anybody.
To be obvious, aside from it breaking,
yeah.
It, also if it doesn't cover the whole penis,
it's
not going to...
Yeah, it's not protecting you, is it?
Right, it's not going to do anything. So, like, I don't know.
It defeats the purpose there.
Yeah. it's good to just keep a couple of different sizes around.
True.
Like, you know, especially if you're, like, having somewhat more casual sex.
With a lot of different people.
Mm.
I gotta make a kid, is what he's telling me right now. That's what I'm like, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I feel that sex and reproductive
dick a kid.
Are always made to be a female's problem. True. But if you have a penis and you know the size of your penis because you've had it since you were born,
you know, you started fondling it at whatever age, you know your penis, keep the size of your condom readily stocked.
What? Yeah.
I as a female shouldn't have to worry about that because you know your penis. Whereas now I have to buy an assortment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Just in case.
Exactly.
Might not even fit.
But I still want to fuck exactly. Just in case, which is why it's just like, well, hopefully they understand that.
Well,
but
that's why I
will they
ask
ever?
I mean, it's good to be prepared.
I get there.
Right. It would be nice if everyone was prepared. But all that being said, I keep complaining about these guys not wearing condoms big enough for their dicks. I could just buy some female condoms.
You could.
We're learning new things.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Realizations. But will I do that? Stay tuned for the next episode. Does anyone else have condom testimonials?
I have an opposing view.
Bum, okay. Bum, bum.
We have an opposing view and then another view over here.
From the females always having the condoms.
Okay.
I think as a dude, I normally always have a condom on me, or I have no problem going to get one.
Okay.
Yeah,
myself.
Right. You can always
like,
go to the store.
But I'm not. I mean, I didn't even.
You're a special kind of person, Jose. Like you're the good person.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Like only once.
It's 50-50 from what I've experienced.
It is.
Yeah.
Since I've started having sex, there's only been like one person that's ever actually given me a condom, and that was only because she was allergic to latex, mm-hmm. and I came. I didn't come prepared. She didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Actually, it was spur of the moment. Whatever. Yeah.
That's cool. It. All right. And then we had, yes, you had another.
It changes because as a kid I would use different condoms, mm-hmm. bigger condoms, mm-hmm. for example, a Magnum, and it would fall out.
Because
I've been trying.
Like, wanna see?
No, because as being younger, I tried it. You know, people brag about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the Magnum. I wanted to try it, and I tried it, and it got stuck in a girl. Because I was too small at the time, and so it came out.
Oh,
is that what that means when it gets stuck?
Yeah, like, if it's flopping around, that means it don't fit, and it's going to come out, so.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah. That was because it was too small.
Yeah. It just seems like an ill-fitting condom.
Not to brag.
You don't want an ill-fitting
just
condom.
In general, ill-fitting condoms, because
it's not
on
safe
the
and
penis.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Hmm. So be safe and comfortable, right? Right, 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 right.
Riggy, right, riggy, right, 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 right.
So other questions?
Comments, concerns?
Last one.
Yes.
Magnum.
Yeah,
if you meet somebody, let's say for example tonight you meet someone, not tonight but any night.
Everyone's like, is it me?
Well, if you meet someone from mutual friends and you like them, you have a good vibe with them that night, would you sleep with them the same night?
Yeah.
Sorry. Or would you sleep with them the first night and the same day that you met them, but you guys have a good relationship that night? Yeah. Is it bad or is it a good thing? Mm-hmm. Or it's always good for the guy.
And for the girl, though.
I mean,
and for
it's
the girl.
Really,
it's up to your, I guess it's your comfort level. Wouldn't
exactly.
You personally? I guess I would, but it's always like,
I mean,
the details. Like, what
you,
time is it?
If you want to continue like a romantic relationship with them outside of just like casual sex, I'd say like control your horniness for like 2 seconds and ask, if we do this right now, is there a chance of us going forward in the future?
Mm.
And if they're like, no, then, you know, don't do it.
The guy always wants to say yes.
No,
I don't think
not
that's
necessarily.
True.
Because a girl
true.
Could always say yes. This is weird.
I always say no.
I'll say yes.
I've always said yes.
Unless it's like 4 a.m., I have something to do the next day, I have a headache, you know, and you live far away.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, as in it's not going to affect us. Like, no, it's not going to affect us.
I'm not sure if that's true either, though.
A guy is going to say no.
If a male identified person says yes, they'll always say yes, and they know that it won't affect any chances of like a actual romantic relationship.
I don't think
afterwards.
A guy won't always say yes because not everybody's the same.
But if he does say yes,
will it affect?
Will it affect him or not?
And that's
really
another
up to the person.
That's another person by person thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if that person is, I don't know, if that person thinks that being like easy is what happened, and they don't recognize that like they're just as easy, then I don't know. It's like a respectability thing. Like, I feel like you can
have sex with somebody the first night you meet them, and then it can
still
go on to
be able to respect them as a person.
Yeah, because like, why would you respect someone less for partaking in half?
I'm not
of
sure. Well,
community?
Some people view it as a respect thing, but I think some people view it as a, you know, now we're just interested in us in each other for sex, and we're not going to actually do the work to get to know each other on like a mental level.
or an emotional level. I guess
that's where the, just ask, you know,
yeah,
where will this go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I mean is,
the
guy...
We're just not answering.
We questions. Don't know what the fuck we're answering right now.
If you ask the guy, would it affect your relationship with them in the future, he's always going to say no, because he just want to bone. And it might affect the guy in the relationship, because he might not trust you, because the fact that he got you...
Oh, because you're an easy girl? Oh, yeah. So you were right.
Yeah.
So he's going to say no. It's not going to affect him, but it is, in a way.
Because he'll always view you as easy.
Well, I'd say if he does that, then he's not the
same. Then you don't want to be with him, yeah.
Right?
You don't want to be with that guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that. Yeah, go for it.
From the other perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you do with a guy who you really want to be friends with, but it's impossible to be friends with him without him thinking about boning you?
Mm. Does he make it apparent that he wants to bone you, or is he just thinking about it in his head?
It's apparent, but you're like, I don't want to cut you out of my life, but at the same time, if you're in your life, it's like,
have you had a stern talk with him, or you're like,
no,
I'm not gonna fuck you? You gotta have that stern talk, and if he still acts
true.
Wild after that,
it's gotta be a stern talk.
Ain't nothing to cut that off.
Interesting.
You know?
I feel like this is what happened with the dick I'll never have. After.
And you just kept coming back. But he's actively inviting you back into his
life. Yeah, so I guess you just gotta wait until he actually calmed the fuck down.
Does he live in your home?
Okay, so there's really no way.
How interesting.
It's like a permanent thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like he's a really cool cool guy. I'm a little drunk, so I'm stirring. He's a really cool guy. I want to be his friend.
Well, you don't want to.
But he has that attitude with women. Like, if we're hanging out, then you must be inviting something. Mm. You know?
That sounds very entitled.
That sounds like a good friend.
Yeah.
In that sense, anyway.
If you're entitled to somebody, like,
I personally, I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But I just think he has a mentality of... Yeah.
I mean,
and then
are
I guess
you willing to change? Are you willing to help him change that mentality?
Yeah.
If you are,
it's
then
up to, like, you
more
know,
power to you. But I don't think it's you're not responsible for that. You know.
And how much do you value getting to know this person versus putting up with them, thinking that you want to fuck them?
Yeah, that's mad.
That's like effort. Seems like effort.
Yeah.
But if you think it's like a friendship that could be worthwhile, just figure out, like, you know, when how long will I try until I'm just like, oh, fuck this, you know. I feel like you have to have, like, that fuck it point. And,
yeah.
Like, know it, and when it happens.
Like, setting a personal deadline for yourself.
Be like, oh, man.
Or when they cross that one barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, if you think it's worth it, or if, I don't know, is the sexual tension, like, seems not fun, you know, it just seems, like, annoying. Is it just, like, purely, like, you're not at all reciprocating, you don't feel anything for the other guy? Because, like, you can have that, like, flirty friendship.
It's sort of like, I've had this experience before, where it's like a friendship, and on my part, I'm like being super friendly because I want to be friends with them, but they just interpret it as I'm being super flirty. But like, he lives in our building. He deals weed to us. And he has a very gentlemanly practice of, if he deals to you, you like smoke together, you spend some time together. Mm-hmm. And like, I just feel like he's a good person. Mm-hmm. And I want to spend time with him, but not if he's gonna always be putting his hand on my leg.
Mm.
Basically.
Does he also, is he straight?
Yes. Yes.
Does he smoke?
Yes.
Does he do that nice, cool smoke with the customers' things to guys? Mm-hmm. Does he put his hand on their legs?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, no.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, oh, he's just very touchy.
Actually,
it's fine.
A nice guy.
He's literally just a nice guy. Mm-hmm. No, I think that he clearly, like, thinks he's entitled to a certain kind of energy from women. And it's really just up to you to how much you're willing to deal with that, you know?
The thing that makes me saddest about these situations, I genuinely get sad about these situations because I really do want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and you, like, demanding that our thing be sexual, like, is the biggest barrier to our friendship. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the biggest barrier. And so it makes me sad because it's like, I can't be friends with you because you're demanding that friendship means, like, my sex, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to that end, does he really even want to be friends with you? And then do you value the friendship of someone who...
We'll see.
Yeah, that's what you find out when you have that stern talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old conversation. Mm-hmm. You just gotta hope people are honest.
Because sometimes there might not be.
Well, you gotta get really good at just seeing bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Those lie detectors.
Yeah, I take what I take from this and I will leave with that information.
Exactly, exactly.
Una pregunta.
Yeah.
I recently broke up with this girl. And at the end, I was like, I want to be friends, right? Because that's what apparently what people say. But I legit meant it though. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, she hit me up later because I hadn't hit her up. Because that's how I treat my friends. I don't talk to my friends that often.
Yeah.
And then she got really mad about it. Mm-hmm. Should I have talked to her more? Like. Really? Okay,
that's
cool.
That's not how you are as a friend, as long as you explain that to
her.
Well,
yeah, I think, did you make that known to her, that you're kind of low-key with
it? I said it early, but I don't think she remembered that.
Okay. Well, after she got mad, did you explain it to her?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm different than the rest of your friends. Okay.
But you're not different than you. Yeah. And that's how you communicate with people. Word. So ultimately, take it or leave it, you know?
Yeah, sorry. It's okay. Yeah, you're not like together. It. I think maybe she just needs time to get used to that dynamic.
That's a really entitled, like, attitude. Like,
I'm different.
Though,
oh,
even,
sorry.
Like, just because we're exes, that means that I'm entitled to more than any of your other friends. Like, that's like I haven't really given you up. I've only given you up so far. It's like, if you really are somebody's ex and, like, you're accepting of it and moving on, then, like, don't act like that. Like, you're just a friend. And, like, you need to be understanding of that.
Friend with
a
sexual history. Or, like, a...
Just
well, you can have,
Some people are actually just friends like
with
that.
With sexual histories.
Yeah. I don't call my fuck buddies every day.
I don't think you're at fault at all.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think you're... Yeah, right? No, we're with you. We're with you.
We're all there for you. Anybody else?
I feel like I want to...
Yep.
Give a follow-up story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live follow-up story.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. How long ago was this?
I don't know. We've been on for 13 weeks.
No, I met this girl on Halloween. Mm-hmm. She's pretty fucking dope.
Woo.
I liked her. She liked me.
Aww.
Good things happened. Like, woo-hoo. Very good things happened.
Oh, yeah.
Shluck,
shluck, shluck, shluck, shluck, shluck. Sorry.
I don't know. It was really cool for a while. Like, I took her out on a date and all that. She said she liked me, hung out a couple times. The thing with us was that our schedules didn't mix because I go to school during the day and then I work from like 5 to 11. Mm-hmm. And she works during the day and she's at home with her son because she has a kid or whatever at night. And we never really had time to hang out. But I would make sure that like, I text her every day and I called her every day and I wanted to hang out with her on the weekends. But she never had time for me. It made me very sad. And there was a point in time where she like started to fall up and she wouldn't text me as much. And I started feeling away about it. So like I just asked her. I was like, what's going on? Just... let me know, because I don't want my time and my effort to be wasted. Right. She was like, well, I just want to be friends. I hate when people say that to me. It's terrible. She said that. She was like, gave a whole bunch of reasons. I was upset, because at the beginning of everything, she gave me this big old spiel about how she doesn't want her time wasted, and I felt like I was giving a lot of effort, and I felt like she wasn't. So I was kind of pissed off. It felt very hypocritical to me.
Sounds
mm-hmm.
Like it was.
And then we go the whole time. She just like doesn't want to spend any time with me. I don't know. I felt weird about it. So then after we stopped talking... I needed time to, like, get over the fact that she kind of hurt my feelings a lot. And for whatever reason, I don't know, after we established that we were just going to be friends, or after she told me she just wanted to be friends, that's when she, I guess, started trying to hang out with me more. Like, for the next 3 weekends, she was like, oh, do you want to hang out this weekend? I'm just like, what happened to your busy-ass schedule?
Mm-hmm.
When you didn't have time for me 3 weeks ago, like, what happens now? I don't know. I didn't understand. I still don't understand, actually, like, why she would do that.
Very curious. I wonder if that's like a.
I have a mic.
I wonder if it's like a power dynamic thing.
Yeah.
Like people feel very wanted and like they're desired when people
that's
are texting
them. That's
honestly
what I thought of in my head too, but I didn't want to like psychologize the situation without knowing her. Because
that's happened. That happened with Dick I'll Never Have. Like I just stopped texting him.
Yeah.
And he texts me like with a frequency that's very surprising. I haven't texted him in like a year.
What's up with that? Wait, it hasn't been a year.
It maybe 6 months.
I'm not even sure about
3 weeks.
No,
I'm just kidding. But it's been a significant amount of time.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
But I think it's interesting, especially after saying she wants to be friends. Like I want to like desexualize the relationship, and then.
Did you ever hang out with her after that?
No.
Okay.
I was kind of pissed off.
It's
rightfully
rude.
So. No,
yeah.
Rightfully so.
Like I just wanted time to like. Give me that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Sorry. Thank you. I just wanted time to, like, clear it out of my head that I wasn't going to have her the way I wanted her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she didn't give me that time. Like, she just, like, she legit told me, I think, like, Thursday that she just wanted to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then next Thursday she was like, do you want to hang out this weekend? And I was like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's, like, what she was thinking the whole time. I don't know.
Like, was it like
maybe she thought
guilt?
That you were
probably
falling too hard.
I was just gonna say she probably in her mind she was already wanting to be your friend. She had already made the decision. Like for her, she didn't need space, right? You needed time and space. She was the one who ended things, and that's not fair to you. But probably she wasn't ready to be like vulnerable in that way. And maybe she really likes accumulating for like maybe she really likes being liked and like having a lot of friends. But you shouldn't have to deal with that if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Totally. Was this going somewhere?
Yeah. Back, yeah.
Like, I feel like if that's how she was, it would have made sense. But, like, the first, like, what, 2 days after I met her, she said and she acted like she liked me so much. She was like, I just want you to be my girl. Like, I can tell you that right now. Mm. And I was the one that had to, like, slow it down a little because I was like, dude, I met you 2 days ago. Just, like, give me a minute. But as, like, I guess, I don't know, I tried to slow her down a little and then I started to like her more. I don't know, was it like all in a very short span of time that I don't understand why it happened the way it did?
Mm.
So, I don't know, maybe she liked, you're right, maybe it was like a power thing. Mm. That's weird.
Yeah, that might be her MO.
It
just like
be.
Telling girls that she like really, really likes them, and as soon as they like her back, she's like, whoa,
whoa, calm down.
Down.
Horses,
I think.
I was initially thinking the power thing too, but then I had this thought maybe she just wants you to be her friend. Because also there is like the distinction between really wanting to be romantic with somebody and really wanting to be sexual with somebody. And maybe in the time when she was really interested in you sexually, she was saying things that maybe sounded romantic and were distinctly romantic in nature, but she might not have necessarily meant it for the long term, but more just like in the moment, I really want for you to be my girl.
I think that's also interesting thinking about how people, because I think people can also be, they can speak too quickly for their own feelings, like say something that they regret 5 seconds later or like 2 days later, you know? Someone has a story.
No, I don't. For a later podcast.
Oh, okay. Like but yeah, like, how many times do you say something and you're like, oh, wait, I actually don't want to meet up with you, or I don't actually want to do this.
All the time.
Even if it's just, like, friends or family, like, wait, I actually don't want to take this train to go meet you there.
But, like, you don't let the person actually go to the location.
Yeah, that's when it gets out of
And then when they ask you, where are you, you're like, oh, sorry, I just didn't want. Yeah, that's the difference. Like, you can totally change your mind about things, but you just have to let the person know.
As it's
otherwise,
happening.
You are wasting their time.
Yeah. Or just, like, be patient with your own feelings.
Yeah, let your feelings
just
sit.
Slow yourself down.
Yeah.
Before you, like, give somebody an impression and then just take it back and then be strange about it.
Words.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, words.
Just having nothing
definitely
else
words.
To say.
I love that.
I'm running out.
Word sentences. Contribution to podcast.
Anybody else have other questions?
The story about the fuckboy that followed me around work, whatever.
Yes.
Really quick, like him and I started talking again, like as friends, like how it should have been, and he told me that he heard the podcast and he knew I was talking about him. because I gave very, very specific details about
yes, it. Yes, yes. That too is the story of my life.
He heard that, he knew I was talking about it.
Yes.
And he heard the part where I called him a sad puppy. And he felt, after all, I was like, I'm really sorry, like, I didn't mean to offend you. He was like, no, it was good, because then he finally understood how I felt about the situation. He never wanted to make me feel that way again. Okay. So, Sam, you guys might have saved the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, doing good things out here. Doing good things out here.
That radical honesty.
Exactly.
You say things even when you know everyone's listening.
The most honest
and you're not
ever
being
is.
Nice.
Don't be nice.
Go for it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
For the last 5 years,
yes,
I've been in a sort of relationship where with this girl, mm-hmm. but she's like never around. Mm-hmm. Like she's always like lives somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So when she's here, we're together. But when she's not, we're not. Mm-hmm. And that's cool by me.
Yeah.
But for the last couple times she's been around, we haven't seen each other. We haven't had the chance to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
At
sad.
What point do I end it?
Do you want to end it now?
Yes.
End it
so
now.
That it's over.
End it right yeah. now. Like pull out your phone right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But she's here.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you can end it in person.
One last time or something like that.
The thing is, I can't find the time because she's out again. She's here, but she's like visiting her grandma somewhere else.
So gotta be like grandma, go in the next room.
And
I gotta break some bad news.
No, but I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah,
you're
just not interested in that type of relationship anymore.
Yeah, maybe you should call or text
yeah,
her and say.
I think at least a phone
her.
Call could.
Yeah,
do.
Not over text. I guess it seems
no,
rough.
That would be wrong.
Especially if you can't see her and you don't want to wait till she goes away and then comes back to then like tell her. I just yeah, call her.
I want to do it via Skype.
That also works.
That
too.
Works.
That's technology.
That's
face to
that
face,
exists.
Quote unquote. Yeah, but I think that you should end it, like, immediately, so that you're not stringing her along.
If she even feels
she might even
strong.
Feel the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa!
I have a story to share.
Yes.
Double time.
Let me just, I'll just move
thank
closer.
You. So one time, there was this boy, and I was at work, and there was this boy who had messaged me on a dating app, and I would...
Grindr.
Right. And would like he would try to make friends with me, but like I was in a school and I really didn't have time. I had a school and work, and that's all I really did.
Yeah.
And I had my core group of friends, and I was like, you know, like I really don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
And then I was, or like I mean, you try to be nice, but like
you know
exactly
you don't
right.
Want
I know where
to
this is gonna end, so like I really don't want to lead you on for no reason.
Yeah.
And so one day I'm at work at the mall. And he walks into my store, which is a kid's store, looking around, following me, like, throughout the store. And, like, I was just, I didn't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
I just ran to the back and told my manager that a man from a dating app was stalking me.
Oh, my God.
And I basically came out to my whole staff, and I was just like, I'm gay, and this man is here.
I'm gay, help me.
And help me out, because I am not well. And they all customer serviced the shit out of him until he walked out of the store.
Agreed.
But
good coworker.
I was petrified.
Yeah,
like,
it's really scary.
Like,
did you tell him where you worked?
I guess he found my social media accounts.
Whoa.
And knew where I worked, and he literally showed up with his friend one day and was
creepy.
Just like shopping there.
Had you made eye contact?
Yeah, no, I saw him, and then I just
what'd
I
he do?
Like he just kept shopping, and I was just
so odd.
Like I didn't know what to do. It was a really scary moment in my life. Like, what do I do in that situation? What does one do?
I think you made the right decision.
Right? Like I just told everyone.
Yeah, go to other people and like alert.
Or like weird out.
Like, he didn't belong there. Like,
yeah,
why was he there? Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it was scary.
He had made eye contact but didn't say hi. So
yeah, and he brought someone with him, and it was very sketchy. So
yeah,
no, the best thing to do when you feel unsafe is to alert people.
That you are feeling unsafe and that there's like a threat and you feel threatened and there's somebody in the vicinity that's making you uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Especially in the case like if somebody could be like violent, not saying that would have happened here,
right.
Yeah.
But like if you do feel like something's
go
down,
a little odd, yeah.
Yeah.
Let as many people know
tell
as possible.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise she would have had, you would have been working and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he would have been there, I don't know, like taking pictures
you feel
of you.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need that in your life.
No,
yeah.
I ran.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
At what moment did you both know that, like, poly was the lifestyle that you wanted?
Oh, interesting.
You want to go first? Yeah, I just got to think about it. I feel like I've said this a couple of times, but I just...
You should repeat the question because I don't know if
anybody... Okay. So he asked, at what point did we know that poly was the life for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Keem's right there. But he's sleeping, so it's okay. But I've also said this. I just felt the desire to be romantic and sexual with other people for quite some time now. Maybe like a year or two or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at first I was kind of bringing it up because I just didn't really know what polyamory was. Like, I heard of it, but I never, like, thought it could work for
me.
Yeah. Or thought it was, like, something that people my age do, because usually when you see, like, swinger websites and stuff like that, they're all, like, 50 years old. Oftentimes white, have steady jobs and stuff like that. just none of the things I have, you know? So I guess I was trying to hint and bring it up in the way of, like, offering, like, a threesome or something like that, or, hey, can I be with another girl, even though I'm not really into girls like that anyway. I just wanted to experience other people. And then one time, we heard this podcast. Well, Hakeem, I guess you can weigh in. Remember when we went to that Feminista Jones thing?
Mm-hmm.
So Feminista Jones is, like, a blogger or whatever, and she had released a erotica book. And I guess that's when we were both, like, getting into who she was as a person or whatever. And then, like, after we went to that event, we were just talking about her, like, OD. And you kept, like, saying, oh, Feminista Jones seems poly or something like that. And her boo have, like, an open relationship. And maybe one of us could be, like, her sugar baby or something like that. Like, either one of us, because me and Akeem are both broke. Whoa, all the knives? Someone just dropped all the knives.
Yeah.
But it's okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But like when you were saying all that stuff, were you trying to hint that to me as well?
It was more like observation, and I thought it was kind of interesting and kind of tempting, but no, not really.
Okay. I was just reading way too much into it, I guess.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, exactly. The signs where they're not there.
It happens.
But then we heard this
the podcast. That's what it was.
What do you keep saying?
No, I was agreeing. Like, the podcast is what it really was.
Oh, yeah, we heard this podcast called Negroes with a Podcast, and they did an episode about polyamory because one of their hosts is polyamorous, and they bought on somebody who also was polyamorous, like a guest, and then another one of their hosts was interested in the conversation of polyamory, and then another one of their hosts was just, like, moderating or whatever. And then I just brought it up to Akeem with, like, the vague hope that he would be like, so, this poly thing, and he did. Yeah, and then we just talked about it from there, so I guess, yeah. I mean, to answer your question, do I even know right now if poly is the life for me? Right now I feel like that, and I guess that just happened after experiencing it and it going well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
A rebuttal.
Do you find yourself bringing things that you learned outside into what you into your main relationship?
Like sexually?
Yeah.
Who said yes?
That was interesting. That wasn't my answer.
Someone knows.
No, not as yet, because I don't think I've, like, learned anything new with anybody. If anything, it's, like, all of the shit that I've tried on Akeem.
Been there, done
I'm
that.
Just testing it out on other people at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there was a butt thing. The finger and butt
thing.
The one
finger, the...
Yeah, and I told Akeem about it, and he was like, well, do you want to try that? And I was like, sure. I talked about this last week. Just listen to the last
week. Stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
That's about it. Akeem, have you? I was always thinking about this. Like, that head was a little too good there.
I haven't... Different. Yeah, I haven't done anything new yet.
But have you not done anything new, but, like, have you learned, like, a tip or a trick? A skill? A skill set? A resource? A tool?
If it's not that I learned anything new, but it's that I guess I came to understand that everything sexually that that I do with Sam, like, just because I know, like, what works for her doesn't mean that it's always going to work with other women. Uh-huh. And, like, obviously, like, that should be obvious, but, like, we've been together almost 7 years, so that's just not something that I thought about. So, like, I would, you know, do stuff with other women. And it's not like it would, like, be, like, disastrous, but, like, it's just, like, sometimes I, like, I, you know, I'm doing stuff and I'm,
give an example,
and I'm just, like...
Give an example.
Give an explicit, juicy...
Yeah.
I'm leaning, like, in real close.
All right, so... Ah, yes, all right. Really basic example. Head. It's
takes
a lot longer for me to make, well, like, at least the woman that I have, like, given her, like, it takes, like, it takes me a lot longer, I guess, because, you know, I guess, you know, they want, I guess, you know, different things done, or, like, different feelings, or, like, different pressure, and, you know, things like that. So yeah, you know, that's basically it. Like, I have to readjust with, you know, what I've been used to this whole time, and I mean, yeah, but it's like, yeah. it's not a big deal. Like, it's not nothing crazy. It's just an observation. It's just something that I wasn't thinking of because I had no reason to think about it.
Yeah.
But no, it's just observation. Like, it's not nothing crazy. It's not like I'm, like, racking my brain, like, trying to, like, do calculus to try to figure out. Like, it's just
the,
like,
Rubik's Cube. Yeah.
All it is just taking instructions. That's it.
Yeah. Communication is key in every sense. Yeah, your answer to the original question? When did you know Polly was the
When
wife
did I
for
know?
You?
I don't think I even know that now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I asked John, where is he? John about, oh, there he is, smiling. About an open relationship.
Smiling.
I don't know, was it 2 years ago? 1 year ago? 3 months ago, 2 weeks ago.
Today.
Less than a year ago. I guess because I just had, like, I just was experiencing a crush on someone, and I was mm-hmm. like, huh. I either do nothing about this,
mm-hmm.
or I try to do something about this. It was just, like, I either be inactive and, like, just deal with not, like, all right, suppress the feelings, or I'm like, oh, let me just see if it's possible to go for it. So yeah, that's what I wasn't even thinking, like, about polyamory in polyamorous terms, or, like, mm-hmm. what it means and all the things around it. It was just like,
yeah.
Can this be opened up? But it wasn't, I don't know if it was for, like, a general, it's like, I don't know, I didn't experience feelings for people super strongly except for this other person, so I was just like, ah, gotta try this out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now he's dick I'll never have, so, you know, that worked out mad well. And so, yeah, is it the right thing? I still don't really know, because I'm not, like, deep in it.
Yeah.
What does
deep in it mean, you know?
I guess,
whatever.
I'd say, like, deep in it, like, you're, like, you have, like, a comfort, like, there's, like, a, something that's working and is, like, a stable, like, okay, these are the things that happen, everybody's on the right terms, and there's, like, a general sense of peace, and this is, like, the infrastructure of the relationship. That's okay. Deep in it.
Yeah,
there's no way anyone would fucking
sense.
Know
that.
That
sounds deep in it.
Deep in it.
Understand now.
And then, was there another question? No, that was it, right?
Nah.
Yeah. That's my answer.
All right, cool. Anybody else?
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Oh, that's it. Yay. All right.
Yeah. So that is it for this episode of the
Inner Ho Uprising. Good. Once again, I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
And these are our lovely party guests and listeners.
The whole army.
To continue getting lit or go home or eat.
Nah, know, we're going to keep a little solituation.
Yeah.
Follow us at @slam_pow on Instagram
and
Twitter
and Periscope.
And Periscope.
You can find us on YouTube at Slam Pow Productions and Facebook at Slam Pow Productions. You can find me, Samantha, at
That's how lit
breaking
it is.
You can find me at SlamRidd, SlamRidd on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm fairly certain that I'm at Shan Powell 4 on Twitter. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm definitely Shanika Powell on Instagram. S-H-A-N-I-K-P-O-W-E-L-L.
Yeah. Very cool.
So I guess that's it for tonight. Now we're going to leave you with a little something, sexy.
Do you guys just want me to talk here?
Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Oh yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you best to believe it.